My friend, make your list and be thankful and grateful and give a little love to others. By giving away a little sunshine, our life will regain some of its own sunshine. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute. More at HabibHabib.com.
Hi, it's Jay Layman, former University of Illinois All-American linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. When I remodeled my kitchen and I needed new appliances, for me, my choice was simple. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They have the best selection and outstanding quality, and they come with a free 10-year protection plan. So when you need appliances, go to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World in Champaign. Online at appliance-world.com.
And conditions.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert, a split decision for Congress. I'm Dave Anthony. Republicans keep the Senate, but Democrats take back the House. That was the chant for Nancy Pelosi, who could be the speaker again.
It's about what a new Democratic majority will mean in the lives of hardworking Americans. And
Pelosi also called for bipartisanship.
We have a responsibility to find our common ground where we can. Stand our ground where we can.
Democrats flipped at least 26 Republican seats with a record number of women elected to the House, 101, and they may start new investigations into the Trump administration. But the president called last night a very big win because the Senate will be even redder. He just tweeted, those that worked with him did very well. Those that did not, say goodbye. He'll hold a news conference at 11:30 Eastern. The GOP did lose one Senate seat. Dean Heller upset Nevada. But he had lost other four seats were taken from Democrats. Florida, Indiana, North Dakota, and Missouri. Fox's Jeff Manasso live in St. Louis.
Dave, Republican Josh Hawley at 38 becomes the youngest current member of the U.S. Senate after defeating two-term incumbent Claire McCaskill in one of the most contentious and expensive races in history.
What the people of Missouri said tonight is that they want a senator who actually stands with the people of Missouri, who represents our values, who represents our voice, and will fight for us in Washington, D.C., and I will.
Hawley vowing to get started on securing the border, and it was President Trump's late campaign push with two visits here this week to Missouri that Claire McCaskill told Fox News last night likely helped seal her fate. Dave.
And Jeff, there will be seven more Democratic governors, though Republican Scott Walker is refusing to concede in Wisconsin. Oprah-backed Democrat Stacey Abrams also not giving up in Georgia.
But I'm here tonight to tell you votes remain to be counted.
She trails Republican Brian Kemp, and Fox voter analysis shows whites back Republicans, but Hispanics, black voters, independents win Democrat. This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Again, the big story, the split decision midterm elections. Democrats want at least 26 seats to take back control of the House, and they may get more. Not all the races have been called yet. In the Senate, there are three seats still up in the air. Mississippi, where there will be a runoff in 3 weeks, and Arizona and Montana, where votes are still being counted. In both states, Republicans have the lead. Martha McSally ahead of Kyrsten Sinema as the two congresswomen vie for what's been a GOP seat. In Montana, Democrat John Tester is in danger of being unseated by Matt Rosendale.
Both candidates left their election parties telling their supporters that they were in for a long night and they didn't expect a result until the wee hours of the morning. Most of the voters that we spoke to said that President Trump played at least some part part in their vote or at least their decision to show up and vote.
Fox's Ellison Barber in Helena, Montana.
President Trump visited Montana for rallies 4 different times. He said this race is personal. He can't forget Tester's role in derailing the nomination of Dr. Ronny Jackson for VA secretary.
In 37 states, voters answered ballot questions, including some referendums on marijuana.
North Dakota said no to legalizing recreational weed Tuesday, even though they do allow it for medical reasons. Utah and Missouri legalized pot for medical use, joining 31 states that have already done that. Michigan voters taking the big step, making their state the first in the Midwest to legalize recreational pot. Supporters say the new law will bring in about $130 million a year in taxes, that money to go towards road repairs and education. Opponents worry that the new law will lead to more car crashes and increase pot use by children. Jill Nato, Fox News.
In Florida, voters agreed to restore voting rights to convicted felons, more than a million of them. On Wall Street, they may like a divided Congress. Stock futures are rising before today's trading, up over 100 for the Dow. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hey, good Wednesday morning. Wowzy. Whoa. Gotta be kidding. We got a lot to talk about. Here's your news locally brought to you by Urgent Care. You expect in a way you never expected. That's OSF Ergo, where your experience begins the moment you walk in the door. OSF Ergo offers 2 locations in Champaign, North Prospect near Walmart, and on South Neal by Harvest Market.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A lot of local elections to tell you about. Republican Rodney Davis claimed the win for the 13th congressional district seat. In the 15th congressional district, John Shimkus beat the Democrat. In the 16th district, Republican Adam Kinzinger was the winner. In the Illinois House, Republican Mike Maron won the race for the 104th district. In the 101st district, Dan Calkins won the race. Illinois is getting a new governor. Democrat J.B. Pritzker beat incumbent Bruce Rauner. Pritzker declared last night, "We make no small plans for the state of Illinois." Pritzker is a billionaire who is an heir to the Hyatt Hotel fortune. Pritzker had promised to overhaul the state's income tax system to get to a point where the rich might have to pay more. In other statewide races, Michael Frerichs wins the race for state treasurer. Susana Mendoza wins for comptroller. Jesse White gets another term as secretary of state. And Kwame Raoul wins for attorney general. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
With 2 convenient locations in Champaign, OSF Ergo is redefining the urgent care experience. Specially designed for busy individuals and families, you get the exact care and service you need without sacrificing time or quality. At OSF Ergo, we can treat your mild illness or injury and have you out the door quickly at an affordable cost. OSF Ergo accepts a number of insurance plans, including Health Alliance, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Humana. Visit OSF Ergo.org to see and learn more.
Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent, with 2 locations, Village at the Crossing in Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. Plenty of sunshine. Today's high 46. 26 hour low tonight with clear conditions, rather brisk. 44 the high tomorrow, starting out partly cloudy, then more clouds and a chance of precipitation Thursday night, and with a low of 32, that could be rain or some light snow. That could come into Friday with a high 40, then partly cloudy and a low 22 by Friday night. As we get into the weekend, teetering right around 40, down into the mid-20s at night. Right now, the temperature's at 32, ESPN 93.5.
All right, here we go. Good morning. I am Stevie J. It is Wednesday, the day after the election. And in Champaign County and in the state of Illinois, it was not a blue wave. It was a blue tsunami. It was, I don't know if it's ever happened quite like this, but talk about rocking and rolling for the Democrats in the state of Illinois. Locally, it was, I don't know if it's ever happened, like 80,000 ballots cast in Champaign County. 80,000? That's like 65%.
Wow.
Normal midterms, 40. Normal presidentials, 50 or 60. This was 64.13% turned out, and they found about 50,000 Democrats, and that's pretty much what happened.
Okay.
And they all voted for D, and all the D's won. That's what happens, and you know what? God bless America.
Exactly.
We're not fighting. I don't have to take up arms. I'm over it. I would suggest people get over 2016 now and accept Donald Trump for two more years.
Agreed.
Because I'm already over this.
Right. Let's get some things done.
Well, and it's all Democratic now. I mean, the whole state is blue. I mean, blue is a beautiful color, but we are deep, dark, rich blue, and bluer than we were. Rodney Davis, by the skin of his teeth. You know, there's no skin on the teeth. Is that the right phrase?
I think it is.
How do you get skin on the teeth?
I don't know.
Anyway, it went kind of late. I think finally declared about 1 a.m. Rodney Davis wins in the 13th congressional. Otherwise, name it. It's a Democrat. I went over to the iHotel and was with the Harold family. I see that as nothing but a shame that Erica Harold, clearly an impeccable candidate, can't win in the state. And it's very disappointing. Clearly, I'm sorry, better than the candidate she was running against. Integrity, education, incredibly smart. She would have been a fantastic attorney general, and I was so for Erica Harold. Erica Harold, according to this, lost in Champaign County.
What?
The blue wave was the blue wave. That's what I mean. I think you had an amazing turnout on campus, has to be, from a bunch of people that stood in line for hours that had no idea who anybody was but voted D.
Okay.
And on Champaign County's ballot, apparently by a coin flip, the D's are on the top of every race.
Yes.
But it was very easy to vote for
that.
A D.
Mm-hmm.
The whole ballot goes by coin flip. I didn't know that. I thought every individual race went by coin flip, but this whole ballot. Anyway, so I was very disappointed. Erica Harold, enormously classy last night. Unbelievably, unbelievable.
I entered this race because I wanted to make a difference. I feel that if you have opportunities in life where you can try to influence things for the better, you owe it to yourself and you owe it to your community and those around you to try to do that. And the same principles that I was committed to during the course of this campaign will be the same principles that I continue to try to advocate for once I leave here. Because just because you don't win a title or an office does not mean that you don't have an obligation to serve and to try to make things better.
Classy. There's one channel, kind of weird audio there. Anyway, Erica last night from the iHotel, she said, I called Kwame Raoul. And I'm wanting him to do a great job, and let's have a hand for Kwame Raoul and talk about your golf clap.
Wow. Okay.
So classy as expected, Erica Harold. The state missed an enormous opportunity to elect somebody of that kind of integrity because folks like Erica don't generally get involved in this. And so tip of the cap to her and her effort and her family, wonderful people. And I'm disappointed that Erica couldn't get.
Well, I mean,
at
I least hope she's not discouraged enough that she's not going to try again.
Would you? How much money does it take to win in Illinois?
Right.
I mean, you know, she's the light of the Republican Party in the state of Illinois. If she cares to carry that mantle. But what do you need? I mean, you know, you wanted to run for governor. Do you have $150 million? Because you're going to need it. It's very uphill. And now we'll see. I don't think the Democrats have done a very good job governing our state by virtue of all the categories you look at. And unless you cut expenses, you have to raise revenue, and that means more taxes. And I would fully expect more taxes from a J.B. Pritzker administration. That thing was over at 7:01 last night. It was over. They called that thing at 7:01. He had won by so much. J.B. Pritzker is your new governor. The entire state panel, everything is Democrat. Locally, Aaron Ammons wins for county clerk. Dustin Harmon is your new sheriff. Laurel Pressing is your new treasurer. The new auditor is George Danos. It's all Democrat. It's amazing. I don't know if that's ever happened in Champaign County. I'm not sure it ever has. But they got more votes. Way to go. That's how it works.
That's how it works.
We'll see in 2 years, 4 years, whatever it is. I guess depends on what your office is. For the most part, I think most of these terms are four. County executive, I thought Gordy Halton would win that.
Yeah.
But I'm not even sure how to say Darlene's last name. Kleppel? Darlene Kleppel is your new county administrator, which is a new role. And, and the county board, I know Jim Goss won. I mean, in a blue wave, that's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, it was an enormous victory in this state for Democrats. Now, nationally, I guess you call it a split decision. House goes to the Democrats, probably will settle at about 35 on the gain. The Senate's going to be held by the Republicans, and the number there could be 54-55. So it's they've padded their lead, and it, you know, I really think Donald Trump had a huge impact at the end had not been for his rallying, particularly in Florida, in Indiana, in Missouri, in Georgia, and some of these places. I don't think they'd have won. I mean, how do you vote? How do you have 8 million votes in Florida and win by 30,000 votes? I mean, it's some really close races. So as we unfold all of this, we'll get Rachel Sutherland on the phone, Fox News Radio. We'll get our friend John Decker live at the White House as we go. 359-2255, if you'd like to call in about anything that happened last night, we'd love to hear from you. ESPN 93.5, what do you think? 359-2255, quarter after 7, ESPN 93.5 Sports Headline.
College basketball, Duke over Kentucky was one lots of folks were watching. 118-84 with Duke on top.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
I know.
118?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. And dang. Kansas over Michigan State, 92-87.
Duke scored 118 points.
That's what I got.
That's run and gun, man.
I know.
I want to play on that team.
That's why it was a lead.
They can shoot the three.
And we have, of course, Illinois taking on Evansville. That tomorrow. Have we got tickets for that?
Yeah, we will. We'll give out. I also have some legacy box, so we got some nice stuff.
I have some people asking about that, if our ticket giveaways. I'm thinking that's a pretty hot ticket to start to watch the Illini during their regular season.
Let's go.
Exactly.
Ready to go. We only have this game in Georgetown, then they go to Maui, off to Hawaii. So
wow.
Off they go.
All right. The Bulls and New Orleans tonight, Pacers and Philadelphia. In the college football playoff standings, Alabama at number one, Clemson number two, Notre Dame at three, Michigan at number four. What's trending is LSU bumped down from 3 to 7 now.
Yeah.
So that's essentially sports.
All right, we'll check your text. Anything, any questions you have in any of the races? I have the numbers here in front of me. You can text them in, 359-2255. It was stunning, some of these results. There's no doubt about it. Have the Democrats ever swept all the offices in Champaign County? I don't know, but I'd say no. You know, we know that at the University of Illinois tends to be a little more Democrat, but certainly the outlying areas tend to be more Republican. And I think they got the votes were swamped, I think, on campus. I think they were just, again, about 50,000 Democrats would be my guess. Mm-hmm. If there's 80,000 voters and everybody won, you know, 45-35, but sounds like about 50,000 Democrats.
Jim McGuire, Republican,
yeah,
County Board.
Jim won in a close race. Jim McGuire's a good guy. He made County Board, and Jim Goss. Other than that, It's slim pickings if you wear red. So congratulations to the Dems. You have a chance to rule our county. Good luck to you. Nationally, will Nancy Pelosi investigate or legislate? What are you going to do? It's a fascinating dynamic now ahead of the 2020 elections, because essentially we're in the presidential campaign before the first of the year. Now it's going to be maybe a dozen Democrats starting out. I think there'll be 20 overall, 20 plus. That'll try to run for president on the Democratic side, because they're looking at Donald Trump and seeing red,
yeah,
like red meat. Somebody's going to win, they think.
That's right.
I don't know if I'd count that yet, but they think they got a vulnerable president, and they think that whoever wins the nominations will win that next election, and who knows, maybe they will.
I mean, Trump being out there and stumping for Republicans helped, right?
Well, I think it saved Florida. I think it saved Georgia. I think it saved Indiana, Missouri. So the key wins were because of Donald Trump. I think it would have been a massive tsunami, worse than Clinton and Obama. When Obama lost 62 House seats in 2010, I mean, with all the work Donald Trump did with 30 appearances in the last month, I think it would have been a 75-seat change. And I don't think they'd have kept the Senate. So that's the effect he has. He's having a presser. Live press conference coming up today at 10:30.
As a Democrat, I really hope we pick a new speaker for the next 2 years, was a 217 comment that came in.
She's powerful politically. And you know what? Nancy Pelosi, when we come back, I'll play a clip from last night from Nancy Pelosi. She sounded great. It was like, okay.
Okay.
Now, if you're going to hit me with subpoenas, the problem is the left is going to put a lot of pressure on the Dems to really go after Donald Trump. And if that's what we want to do for 2 years, that's what's going to happen. But, or, maybe we can do something with health care and immigration and work together. How about that? That's a unique idea.
Lily says the red wave will continue to be Republicans waving goodbye to Illinois and moving to Indiana. Mitch says, I'd be curious to know the impact of early voting opportunities on our election results. Does it favor Democrat, Republicans, or neither?
We'll have to see. We'll need some study probably on that. And there probably are studies about the effect of early voting. I presume both do it. I still like Election Day. Here's your weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist Champaign-Urbana in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years at wattscopy.com.
Up to 46 with the sunshine, 27 our low this evening, 44 with partly cloudy conditions tomorrow, 32 our low on Thursday night with precipitation chance at 60%, especially overnight. The rain could turn to snow. On Friday, we have a high of 40, low 22. Over the weekend, high 37 with sunshine. On Saturday, 32 now on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland of Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. 359-2255. You want to text in at 720.
From the Fox Business Network, the midterm elections are over and stock futures are rallying. More corporations are reporting earnings this morning. Adidas is predicting strong sales this year after its business picked up over the summer. Dish Network made more money even though its number of subscribers declined. Luxury fashion company Hermes says business improved in all its markets over the summer quarter. However, Michael Kors reported a mixed quarter. Its sales were weaker in Europe. The parent company of Food Lion and Stop and Shop is working on robot automated warehouses to fill its online orders. Reuters says Ahold, which also owns Hannaford and Peapod, wants to make delivery times faster. There will be mini robot supermarkets attached right to grocery stores. The Dow was up 173 yesterday. NASDAQ gained 47, S&P up 17. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Let's take some text here, 359-2255. Fire away.
Okay. So, Stevie, you answered my question that the U of I students who are not permanent residents of Champaign County and are not from here control Champaign County politics.
Well, I don't know what's changed with that. I mean, haven't they always? Right? I mean, that was the thought of Bernie Sanders. Had Bernie won, I think they'd have been lying from, you know, Lincoln Square to the voting poll on campus, because remember when he showed up, there's a mile line?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, if you energize the students, and apparently that happened, because for a clear sweep of the Democrats in all the offices, wow. I mean, again, I'm throwing from the hip here. I don't think that has ever happened. If it has, it's been a long, long time. I don't know if we've had a Democratic sheriff 40 years, 50 years. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Joe Brown, Dave Madigan, Dan Walsh. So anyway, it's just like, wow, okay.
Okay. Andy says, like Coach says, you get what you tolerate.
Mike Ditka says you get what you tolerate. Mm-hmm. And but the state of Illinois, you know, we had a blue tsunami in this state, and I think a split decision, I think, is the best way to say it nationally. But I mean, what happened in Illinois? And Erica Harrod got swept up in it. Erica Harrod got swept up in Bruce Rauner, I don't know where he was in the last 2 months. Kind of gave up, maybe? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
No presence, no nothing. I think he saw the writing and said, I'm done. That's what it felt like. Don't know if that happened, but that's what it felt like. So, and then Erica got swept up in that because clearly everybody was thinking that's a 2 or 3 point race, and that thing was over early. And then Cook County, I don't even want to see the numbers from Cook County. That's Chicago. But they always are the reason you can't win a statewide race. It's because Chicago.
Exactly.
And if J.B. Pritzker is firing out $50,000 in our county for a couple of races the last 5 days, that's hard to beat. $50,000 buys a lot of radio.
It does.
So, it you know, but hey, go get more money, I guess, and go get candidates that'll win, or I guess, or get your guys out there. But if you had that kind of tsunami on the campus, which is what I think happened, but I can't confirm because I haven't busted out the districts. But when I saw the line in the News Gazette pictured of the hour and 20-minute wait, one can only think that they probably processed, what, 1,000 votes a day or something. And if you had early voting for 3 weeks, those numbers can add up.
Yeah.
And hey, they didn't know who they were voting for. They're right. Voting for the D.
That's right.
But there's a lot of people that go in there and vote for the R.
That's right.
But there were more Ds than Rs this time. So
Carolyn says, I'm a Dem, but shocked at Champaign County.
I think we all are. So here we go. You got a chance. Democrats have a chance. Total control. Now what are you going to do? What are you going to do with that opportunity? And how will it affect our day-to-day? I don't know. I presume Aaron Ammons at County Clerk, you can still go get a birth certificate and do all that stuff. I mean, I don't know. Laura Pressing is the treasurer. You still send her money, and twice a year you send checks. So it's just administrative and take care of things. And I think Dustin Harmon at the sheriff running a jail, I don't think that's easy. I wouldn't know what the heck to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things involved in all of that. I'm sure he'll get some good help I presume Alan Jones is still going to work there, right? I don't think you give up your office if you run for sheriff and you don't get it.
Well, I hadn't thought of that.
I would presume Alan will still be there. Anyway, we'll see what happens, how it all shakes out. But it is a really surprising Wednesday morning in Champaign County. And I'm not shocked by the state of Illinois. Erica Harold, in my mind, was the only one that had a chance in the
right.
Statewide offices. Mike Frericks from, you know, Royal Gifford, where he's from.
Gifford. Mm-hmm.
Gifford. Good guy.
Yeah.
He won again, Democratic for comptroller. What is Mike? Treasurer?
Let me look that up.
Something to do with money. Anyway, we'll see. And again, nationally, Democrats will probably, when the dust settles, probably have a 35 House swing. They only needed 23. But with the Senate growing, and that could be, instead of, I predicted that the House would stay the same. I was way off on that. And I said 55 plus for the Senate, and that might happen for the Republicans. And what it all means, I don't know. I think we're going to be in one big campaign, and whatever we get done. Listen, Donald Trump will make a deal with you. Will Nancy Pelosi be more legislator or resistor? Will there be pressure to embarrass this president and dig up dirt at every turn? If that's the case, that's what we get. That's what nothing will get done. And we'll just kind of tread water till we get to 2020. I guess but she has an opportunity here to show how good the Democrats can be in working deals with this president. I'd be for that. I hope she does. I meant to play this clip. I'll do that here in the next half hour. Nancy Pelosi sounding very, very good.
Okay.
It wasn't like, we're going to get, it was like, it's a new day and we want to work with the president on this, but we're going to be, you know, okay.
Here's a question from Andy. Are the international students on campus able to vote in our local elections?
I don't know how all that works.
U.S. citizens.
From registration and stuff. I presume if they have a residence here. I don't know if you're not a citizen, you can't vote, can you? I don't know.
Another comment from Tim says JB spent $171 million on his campaign.
That's just, man. All right, 359-2255. That's Diane. I'm Stevie J, 7:30.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump will speak and take questions about the midterm election results this morning from the White House at 11:30 Eastern Time. He's going to have to deal with Democrats taking control of the House. White House Counsel Kellyanne Conway says we'll hear two things from those Democrats.
On the one hand, we want to work, we want to unify, we want to engage with the White House. And on the other hand, subpoenas and investigations.
Republicans could gain up to 4 seats in the Senate once all those results are in.
In Florida, Republican Governor Rick Scott unseated longtime Democratic Senator Bill Nelson.
There are a lot of people that helped in this race. A lot of people. I want to thank President Trump.
Indiana went with Republican Mike Braun for Senate over incumbent Democrat Joe Donnelly. Who has conceded.
We need to make sure we work to bring our country together.
Republican Senate candidates also prevailed in North Dakota and Missouri.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. This is a Fox News alert.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Illinois is getting a new governor. Democrat J.B. Pritzker beat incumbent Bruce Rauner. Pritzker declared last night, "We make no small plans for the state of Illinois." Pritzker is a billionaire who is an heir to the Hyatt hotel fortune. Pritzker had promised to overhaul the state's income tax system to get to a point where the rich might have to pay more. Pritzker largely financed his own campaign. He put in $171 million out of his own wallet. He raised $176 million. If you are not an Amazon Prime member, you can still get free shipping on Amazon orders without the $25 minimum this holiday season. Amazon's new promotion waives the $25 minimum that non-Prime members had to hit in order to get free shipping. That promotion started on Monday, and CNBC says it lasts until Amazon can no longer guarantee items in time for Christmas with free delivery. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast brought to you by CMI Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. They can keep your office, heck, your home all cleaned up. They've got the Checkmate system for flu prevention. You need to call Betsy and Brad Parks, locally owned janitorial supply. They're the best. I worked for them for three whole hours. 359-6262, CMIclean.com.
Sunshine, high 46, expected 26 hour low tonight with clear conditions. 44 the high tomorrow, partly sunny. Then a 30% chance of precipitation early evening. 60% chance of precipitation Thursday night. A low 32 means some of that precipitation could be in the form of snowflakes. 40 our high on Friday as we wrap up the week down to 22. Into the weekend, Saturday's high 37, 44 on Veterans Day, Sunday. Right now, the temperature's at 35. ESPN, 93.5.
I had not seen one of the texters, 359-2255, of how much JB spent. $171 million. So you want to run for governor?
Right.
And do you have a billionaire friend?
As a matter of fact, he said JB spent an estimated $171 million on his campaign to win a job that only plays $200,000 a year.
Yeah.
That spells crooked politician.
No, it spells I want to be in power. And he's bored. I mean, if you have billions of dollars from the Hyatt, whatever that is, Hyatt hotels, what do you want to do this morning? I don't know. Want to own a company? Yeah, I've done that. I don't know. Want to run for governor? Okay.
Here's one that says, I feel like the college kids voting in our local election is like letting student teachers vote for a teacher strike. There's no skin in the game that makes them an easy target for votes.
They live here. Somebody's paying their way. They contribute. They're part of our fabric. I love them. I'll never take them for granted because we're Danville, except worse, without the University of Illinois here. So God bless them. Happy to have all 900 nations.
No offense to our friends in Danville.
Danville is struggling because, you know, business and industry that left.
Yeah.
I mean, Rantoul. If I'm president, I'm bringing back the Air Force base, man. Rantoul have their base back. And the University of Illinois will only be strengthened. Can you imagine how much your house is worth if the U of I wasn't here? I love them. So if they want to vote for the D's, God bless them. That's America. If it's legal, I'm good. I don't care. They live here. They spend money here.
Okay.
They spend a lot of money here, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as our friends from China, if you're doing out-of-country tuition, it's $75,000. I mean, so come on over. We love you, man. It's just a head shaker. I mean, where's the Champaign County Republican Party this morning? What are they thinking? You got caught in a tsunami here. Because the vote totals that I saw is just the D, they're all about the same. 45-35.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like anybody said, that race is interesting. No, it's D.
Right. And I know that guy, and he's the best one for the job. He's more qualified.
There's not any of that. And,
right.
You know, if you did that, Erica Harrell would be attorney general. She is so,
well,
so,
I see at least
so,
four races that, to me, the experience should have won.
No, that's not how it works. And,
I know.
And that's the way it goes.
Right.
You get more of your people to vote for you, you win. That's how elections
mm-hmm.
work. And that's how it'll continue to work. Now, what you do is you say, okay, what do we have? What are you going to do to make our lives run smoother and do responsible things? And, so way to go. It's a big day for Democrats in Champaign County and the state of Illinois.
And to those who lost the race, don't be discouraged. That just means there's a different path for you.
Well, that's right.
And you can do good things on that path.
Again, Erica Harrell's concession speech last night, pure class. Amazing. after all the energy and time that she put into that, and to have that thing called that early, very disappointing and just discouraging. I thought she is as good a candidate as you could ever have in any political race. Impeccable integrity, impeccable intelligence, impeccable history, impeccable education. I'm a huge Erica Herold fan, and I'm sad that the state couldn't get over themselves to vote her in. She's just a ridiculously great candidate and somebody that you don't normally get in politics. So I don't know what her future will be, whether she wants to do this thing again. But if she was massively overspent, which she was, you got to go get a ton of money. You can't consider anything. If it's a contested race and you're an R in the state of Illinois, the ante is tens of millions of dollars if you're running statewide, I think. And for governor, obviously, it's $171 million. I mean, you want to go to a mashed potato circuit and hug everybody gives you $20? You're not going to get there. You have to be independently wealthy. J.B. Pritzker becomes the wealthiest governor in the history of our nation, history of our state, at whatever billions he's at. And I don't regret or resent that. That's good for him. Go spend however you want. But it makes
maybe help us get out of debt.
Well, I mean, the debt's too big.
That'd be great.
He doesn't have that much money. He can't get us out of that. The problem in this state is just irresponsible governance. We have not done a good job spending versus what we collect. And so you either cut spending or you collect more. And guess what? We're going to spend more, meaning we have to collect more. Meaning, gonna take a little more out of your check if that's okay. That's how it works. 7:38, text in if you have any thoughts, any questions about the election last night. Again, nationally, Donald Trump was large.
Here's a text that says, okay, be honest, this state officially sucks.
I had said before the election, if this state doesn't recognize who Erica Herold is and elect her, it's time to move. Covington's not very far, and they got a beef house over there.
Yeah,
that's really
do.
Good. I love Illinois. We're dysfunctional politically. You can't argue with the numbers of how bad things are. The raging violence in Chicago, that's a state problem. It's a city problem. It's a state problem. The debt, the pensions, the shenanigans that go on north of I-80. I mean, that's why you wanted somebody like Erica in there to say, you know what? You're Republican, but I'm prosecuting you. You're Democrat, but I'm somebody with kind of a referee that you trust.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we would have had.
That's a backbone.
Kwame Raoul is part of the team. You know, she's in Chicago. You think he's going to do anything against Mike Madigan? No. All right, 743-592-2255. You're welcome to Texas.
There are plenty of self-storage. Registered investment advisor.
John Decker. John Decker. John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room. Ladies and gentlemen, there he is. John Decker live from the White House. Mr. Decker, how are you?
Hey, I'm well, Stevie. How are you doing today? Quite a night last night with the midterms, and I think you have Democrats that are pleased as it relates to taking over the House, and you have Republicans that are pleased in terms of increasing their majority in the Senate.
Yeah, I tell you, it's kind of one of those boxing split decisions, but you know what? It makes me think that if Donald Trump had not done what he had done, this could have been a blue tsunami.
Well, that's right. It wasn't a blue wave, which, you know, some in the media had spoken about it, you know, especially when you consider that Republicans increased their majority in the U.S. Senate. If it was a blue wave, then Democrats would, in the next Congress, be in control of the Senate, and that is not the case. And the president, as you know, out on the road, 30 campaign rallies leading up to the November 6th election, and in important states that I think helped bring a number of Republican candidates that were in tight races over the finish line, whether you're talking about in Missouri or in Florida or in Arizona, places the president traveled to on those campaign rallies. I think he helped each of those candidates.
Well, now I guess you say what's next? Nancy Pelosi presumably will be the new Speaker of the House. Are they going to investigate or legislate?
Well, it depends. It depends who they listen to. I heard Ed Rendell, the former DNC chairman on Fox last night, talk about how Democrats really do need to focus on the latter, legislating rather than investigating. That being said, you know, there are those on the progressive side, the left side of the Democratic Party, that just want to, you know, sort of bring a hard time to this White House. There's going to be a lot of oversight in the House Oversight Committee. There'll be a lot of subpoenas. There'll be efforts to get the president's tax returns over the last few years. All of that, I have no doubt, will take place in the next 2 years with Democrats in control of the House.
Okay. All right. So when we get the final tallies, and there's a lot still out there, right now it looks like the Senate will be at least 54 for Republicans. Mm-hmm. Could be more.
Yeah, it could be 55. And, you know, on I think it was 2 weeks ago on your show, I forecast a plus-two advantage for Republicans in the Senate, so increasing their margin to 53, so I wasn't much off there. And I believe I also talked about the fact that Democrats would likely take over the House. So my forecast was good for you.
No, you're all over.
I still can speak to you.
No.
And
the House is such a crapshoot. It's very difficult. They could flip again in 2 years. It'll be fascinating to watch. Last question. What is the over-under on number of Democratic presidential candidates?
Well, I think that certainly by the end of the year, we're going to hear from a dozen different Democrats indicating that they will be looking at running for president. And that number will increase, but I'm just talking about between now and the end of 2018, you're going to hear about 12 different Democrats saying they are considering against running. They are considering running against President Trump in 2020.
It'll be fascinating to watch. John Decker live at the White House. You the man. Keep up your good work.
Thanks a lot, Stevie. Thanks for having me on.
Betcha.
We'll talk real soon.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. ESPN 93.5. Yeah, jump to our morning sports now, 7:46. You're welcome to text in. Any thoughts on what happened here nationally, Champaign County-wise, state-wise? By the way, J.B. Pritzker, I was wrong. Richest, wealthiest governor in U.S. history. Nobody's ever been governor with that much coin. Good for him. Here we go with sports headlines.
Okay. In college basketball, the season started yesterday, and what everybody seems to be talking about is number 4 Duke beating number 2 Kentucky 118-84. Evidently, a texter in said Duke got 4 exhibition games. Is that fair?
I think it's 5. I think they have 3 in
wow.
Canada, 2. You can have 2, I think, in the U.S., and I think if you do international and you're Duke and you're Mike Krzyzewski, you can do whatever you want.
I mean, that makes a difference. The line, I just had one.
Yeah, really.
We've got Evansville tomorrow at 7.
Yeah, it's unfair.
Whatever. Kansas over Michigan State, 92-87. And all the other Big Ten teams won. Their contenders weren't really well matched at all. For instance, Nebraska beat Mississippi Valley State 106-37. Really?
I get in that game. I mean, I would have gotten the game.
I guess so.
You'd have had to put me in.
Anyway, the Bulls in New Orleans tonight, Pacers and Phillies will be going at it. Lots of questions from Blackhawks fans and the firing of Joe Quenneville, who had 3 Stanley Cups under his belt in the seasons with the Chicago Blackhawks. Evidently, what's surfacing is really clashing with Stan Bowman, the general manager, is what I'm reading into this.
Yeah, because the guy has been pretty successful as a Blackhawks manager. Now, I guess you could say the same about Joe Maddon. Have the Cubs ever had a more successful manager in the history of their franchise? I think he's done after this coming year.
Right.
They're not extending him.
Well, and when it comes, they're looking at the money. Joel was making $6 million annually through next season. That's not unreasonable, especially, again, since through 09 to 15, he brought in 3 Stanley Cups. In the previous 82 seasons for the Blackhawks, they had 3 Stanley Cups.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's hard to understand. It's certainly clashing with your boss is never a good idea.
That's right. So, well, the Blackhawks will face the Carolina Hurricanes tomorrow. St. Louis Blues over the Hurricanes 4-1 yesterday.
All right, we'll check your sports coming up. 359-2255. You'd like to text in at 7:48.
Is your job sucking the life out of you?
We're doing. U.S. only. See warranty for details.
I'm at weather next. We did sports.
Yeah.
Here you go with your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 46, 36 now, 26 our low tonight. Plenty of sunshine and clear into the evening hours. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high 44. Chance of precipitation Thursday night and coming into Friday. And with a low of 32, that could be some snowflakes. On Friday morning, we've got a high 40 and then down to 22 in the evening. By the weekend, sunshine, but Saturday's high only 37. We're at 36 now on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, you can text in 359-2255.
Okay, well, electing a convicted felon over an experienced county clerk employee is proof that the common sense was thrown out the window on this election and party voting drove these results. It's a shame that we have to move forward and the local Republican Party better pick up their game starting today. Thanks for texting that in, Angel. If experience always won, Trump wouldn't be president, was the comment.
Yeah, a comment. Yeah, and as far as convicted felon, I mean, is that not a good story? Is that not inspiration for other convicted felons? There are quite a few convicted felons. Heck, in Florida, there are 1.2 million convicted felons that have served time that are now going to be able to vote. Florida have said, hey, if you did your time and it's not murder or sex related, you can vote.
Hmm.
So that's going to free up a probably, presumably, you'd say more Democratic votes in Florida. But as far as Aaron Ammons, and, you know, he got pardoned by Pat Quinn, I understand. I think we're all for second chances. You know, as long as you're walking the line and you made mistakes, but you come out, I have no problem with that. They beat you. I mean, they got more votes.
Right.
So it's I'm not going to hold something against someone if they are rehabbed. And they are truly living a better life. Good for them. I think it's inspiring for those that... Certainly, we don't want to say you're a convicted felon, you're dead. You're done for life. Get out of here.
That's right.
Well, I mean, good for... If they can come back and do it honestly and do, you know, run an election and win, I mean, you got to say, wow, good for you.
So Jim says, hang on, Illinois residents. Higher taxes, more social programs, less people to pay for it. I'm sure pensions will be funded. Wink, wink.
Maybe JB should run a daily $1 million lottery. You know, he funds it. He's got plenty. Could do it for 4 years and have $1.2 billion. He's got no worries.
Hmm.
It's an idea.
It is.
A little fundraiser there.
I mean, instead of the taxes and all that, at least you got a shot at winning something.
There you go.
Illinois has the government it deserves. The fact that it remains, that Illinois is corrupt and bankrupt. And Mike Madigan is the most powerful man in Illinois who is effectively unelected. There is no two-party debate in Illinois to solve Illinois problems, only what Madigan will allow on the floor, which will be higher taxes.
Well, it's been like that for a while. Bruce Rauner was a speed bump, as it works out, one and done. And, you know, a very, very moderate guy anyway, and a very, very strong Democratic wife. He had a shot for 4 years and didn't work out. He wanted term limits. I'm all for that. But, you know, his reversal on his abortion was the turning point as far as his opportunity to win again, I think, because the conservatives said, okay, you said you weren't going to do that, and you did.
Right. Gary says it might be in spring if he hadn't been pardoned into such a questionable manner.
Well, again, I don't know. All I know is that if you go from making a lot of mistakes early in your life to not making mistakes and really living by the law, then I think you got to say, good for you, because a lot of guys can't do that. If you're a convicted felon, it's like tattooed on your forehead, and I'm not sure that's fair either.
Okay.
Depends on the felony now. Depends on the felony. I think Aaron was what? I'm not sure. Was it drug-related or something?
I don't even know. Here's another one. The pardon was definitely shady. I'm for second chances, but purposefully releasing ads, blaming his opponent for falsely, for radio ads released by an outsider and intimidating the staff about the county clerk speaks volumes about this person's
character. Well, you know what? It was the most contentious county clerk race in my lifetime.
Right.
I mean, usually, wait a minute, what does the county clerk do? Oh, I need birth certificates to count votes and, yeah, okay.
And then Shane saying, welcome to the state of Chicago.
Yeah, well, maybe. Anyway, it was, again, with everything Democrat down the middle across the board, unbelievable. It's a head shaker. And it wasn't a blue wave. It was a blue tsunami. It was a blue tsunami in the county and in the state. But that's how we settle things. Regardless of how it happened, it apparently happened. So, let's figure it out. Mr. Suderman from Good Vibes, how are you, my friend?
The good news is that the way it happened, not a shot was fired, so whatever. I'm not surprised at what happened locally. Well, I am surprised at what happened locally. Nationally, not so much. That kind of was what they were all predicting.
Yeah.
But, you know, for me, I'm sorry you're going to miss out on that revenue from all those, you know, rich guys paying for those ads, but
we did enjoy that.
You can't not. But it's safe to watch TV again.
Yeah, right.
I'm so glad.
Although, you know, with the magic of DVR, I saw very little political. I saw very little political, and they spent gazillions.
And they were just skipped over. Yep, that's we love those dishes and DirecTV that skip that stuff over. But it's, you know, come to Good Vibes and buy a TV because, you know, there won't be all those commercials on it that were there. So I've been hyping OLED since it came out about 4 years ago when the Model 1 showed up. And they were $5,000-$6,000 like things are when they're new. But the 55 LGs start at $1,599. That's $100 below Best Buy's price. You get a picture that no other set can touch for that price. And the Sony OLEDs that use, by the way, they use LG panels because LG's the only company to figure out how to make these big and, you know, not throw half of them away.
Yeah.
They have their own processing, so they're even better. They are already at the Black Friday prices. They have announced just effective yesterday where these things, if you advertise them lower than this, you won't get any. So they're going to be at $24.99 for the 55, and there's no reason to wait. They're not going to go down. It's kind of like early voting. You feel good.
Yeah.
You do it
right.
At a time,
right.
And you have to wait in line, and you'll get the same deal. You can start enjoying all that football and basketball without those commercials. And if your sound is kind of weak, we've got this killer little surround sound system. It's an all-Sony Paradigm 5.1. It's real home theater. It's less than a grand, not much less, and it's, you know, it's the real deal. It'll make your TV just light up. So.
That's so fun because sound is critical. You got a great picture. You need that sound.
Yeah, sound bars are one thing. Real surround sound's even better. Home theater's cool.
And what's really cool is you got nobody named Chad that won't be there in a week. You guys have really had experience.
Hanging Chad?
That too. But no, you have people that know how to install, that will come, show you how to run the remote. You have service, which is different than the big box stores, my friend. So how do people find you, Steve Suderman?
We are at gvibes.com on the web. Call us up 351-0909 or stop in 1501 North Prospect.
You're the man.
Thanks, Stevie.
Thank you, Steve Suderman at Good Vibes. 359-2255. A lot of texts in this morning.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. And we live in the greatest country in the world, the greatest community, Champaign-Urbana. We're all a little bit dazed this morning because of the late night and the results.
Yeah, Shane saying it was a Madigan wave.
Well, 45 years it's been a Madigan wave. He worked with Jim Edgar. That was positive back in the 90s. It's just crazy. Since the 90s, we've had 1, 2 out of 3 go to jail. I don't know what's going to happen.
You're right.
Somebody mentioned that last night when I was at Erica Harold's reception concession. We said, what's going to happen eventually? I mean, we're going to run out of money. We won't be worth a hoot from the standpoint of bonds, junk bonds, and all the status and stuff that you use when you rate states. And who moves their business here without massive deals? I mean, are you going to come to Illinois with your company? What are the advantages versus, say, Florida or Indiana or Texas or somebody who doesn't hit you so hard with taxes? So, I mean, we've got – this has been dysfunctional politically. It's a wonderful state, but we've always had a little bit of an issue north of I-80 from the standpoint of politics and how they do business. And they control it because they have all the people. When you have 3 million votes in Cook County, it's kind of hard to make that up in Carbondale. You can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's over. I mean, when they have that much might and power in the city of Chicago, the rest of us look, oh, wait a minute, I don't believe, oh, I guess I, okay. That's what you got.
This county clerk's right.